This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In France, campaigning ends today for Sunday's referendum on the European Union Constitution. A string of successive polls show the No campaign increasing its lead, with at least 20% still undecided. Eleanor Beardsley reports that there's feverish last-minute campaigning.
Marly Le Roi is a sleepy bedroom community of Paris, just a 40-minute train ride away on efficient public transport lines. As people return home from work at the end of the day, many gather in the local café. The talk these days is about little else than the referendum. Michel Robert and Jean Cadet are sharing a beer and arguing over whether the Constitution is a good or bad idea for France. Robert, who worked his whole life in a multinational company, says France needs Europe.
Personally, I'm for the evolution of Europe so it can be a force that competes in the same league with the U.S. and China. If we vote no, it's a big mistake that will set France back 10 to 15 years.
Next door in the baker's shop, Hervé Cardon, who is picking up a baguette for dinner, has a completely different viewpoint.
I'm voting no with a capital N. This constitution is the best way to become enslaved. Politically, because France will have no power and will lose its sovereignty. And economically, because jobs will go, unemployment will increase, and we'll end up with Chinese salaries and a loss of independence.
That evening in Marly Le Roi, there is a rally for the Yes campaign led by French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin. But many voters say they will vote no on Sunday to register their anger over the economic reform policies of President Chirac and his government. 79-year-old Bernard and Angèle Marier are on their way to the rally, which is only a short walk from their house. The couple, who met during World War II, says the European Constitution has nothing to do with the current French government.
Le choix est oui.
I'm voting yes because my grandfather fought in World War I, my father in World Wars I and II, and I fought in World War II. My children, who are in their 40s, have never known war, fear, or hunger. We've had peace for 60 years, and that's good enough reason for me.
The rally began with a rousing rendition of Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the European anthem. After several leaders of the No campaign had been satisfactorily parodied, the crowd was urged to go out and be foot soldiers for the Yes vote.
Pour que la France soit grande dans une Europe forte, vive le oui!
The Constitution would pave the way for a stronger and more unified European Union. The debate over such a plan has divided the country and fractured political parties. Many say it has even split friendships and families. Laurence Nardon is a research fellow at the French Institute for International Relations. She says while European parliamentary elections rarely generated much interest in France, Sunday's vote is different.
People feel that because it's a constitution, this text will seal their fate for a very long time to come, so it felt as being extremely important for them to go and vote.
President Chirac made a last impassioned appeal in favor of the constitution on television last night. To reject it, he said, would make it difficult for Europe and France to defend their values and way of life in a rapidly changing world. Campaigning officially ends tonight. All of Europe must now wait until Sunday for France to decide the future of the European Union. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.